Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really want to do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause, yeah.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and are doubt, you can have it.
All right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and are doubt,
Don't worry about a thing or nobody.
Look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is the confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but oh,
my friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm excited about the word that I'll be bringing on today. Do you know Him? Actually, Pastor Anthony preached it in our sanctuary on Sunday, and I will be releasing this word because I believe that this is an international word that many of us need to hear on today. So I'm excited. I welcome all of you who are listening on today, and I thank God for you. I just pray that you are blessed in your hearing on this morning. By way of church calendar, I'll be in New York on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, preaching for the Girlfriends in God. Daily, they're going to have a whole conference, a whole day's conference on Saturday, and the theme is You and Me Joy. I'll be preaching there on Saturday at about 11 o'clock. And then on next week, I am delighted because I will be going to Chicago. I will be going to Chicago, and I will be meeting Pastor Larry Sartin and Lady Carol face-to-face. So I will be on Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th. I will be at the Christian Family Faith Center at 10714 South Wentworth, Chicago, Illinois. So I'm looking forward to that. For more information, you can go to my website at nccmonline.org, and you will be able to get more information about what is going on as far as my calendar and these exciting times. Pastor Larry's conference is going to be off the hook, for God. So if you haven't made plans to be there, if you're in Chicago and you didn't know anything about it, now you know. And his website is www.cffcfamily.net. Or you can go to my website to the events page, and you'll be able to link to his site. So without further delay, let's go into the sanctuary. And our topic on today is, do you know him? Amen and praise God. I love you, and God bless.
The 14th chapter according to John. Did not God move during our time of revival?
Amen.
Prophet Terrell Turner blessed this church, blessed us. He had a word for us. And those who visited New Creation, they felt the love of this church.
Yes.
And we got some positive feedback. And God is being glorified. Amen.
Amen.
And everything we do, we want God to get the glory.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And everything we do, we want God to get the glory. Amen.
Yes.
And as he gets the glory, we get blessed.
Yes.
And more blessed.
I know this.
John chapter 14, beginning at verse 5. The Gospel according to John, beginning at verse 5. I'll give you a minute to find that because I want you to be on one accord. The Gospel writer John, chapter 5, chapter 14, beginning at verse 5. We're going to stand today as I read this. Amen. When you find it, please stand up to your feet. And let's honor our God in today. John chapter 14, beginning at verse 5.
Amen.
It's already November, church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to end this year strong, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
2 months to go, we're going to end this year strong. John chapter 14, beginning at verse 5. Are you there?
Yes.
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto them, oh my God. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Verse 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us, or it shall be sufficient. Verse 9, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works, or the miracles. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works or miracles' sake. Let us stop there. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for your word that you're about to deposit in our spirits on today. Father God, allow our ears to hear and our hearts to receive what you're about to do in this moment. We thank you for advance, Father God. We thank you in advance right now that this word shall produce 30, 60, 100 fold in our lives, and your name shall get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated in Jesus' name. Make eye contact with somebody and ask them, do you know him? Look at somebody else and ask them the question firmly. Do you know him? Find one more person across the room, make eye contact, and ask them one more time, do you know him? Amen. somebody. Do you know him? To know him is to love him. Amen. Jesus, in his 14th chapter, as Philip and Thomas starts to inquire of him, as he dialogues with them before the resurrection of his life is about to happen. Jesus is preparing his disciples, and he's saying unto them, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one can get to heaven or come to my Father but through me. I am the door to heaven. There may be some other ways that people are talking about. Help me right now. Holy Ghost. There may be some other religions that are talking other things. There may be some false doctrines in the time in which you're living. But Jesus says, as God said to Moses, I am that I am. Jesus here says to Thomas and Philip, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one shall come to the Father but by me. But he goes on to ask Philip,
complaining.
didn't know him. See, Mother Family was in town, and they took her out to dinner because they want to appreciate her, and they want to say, Mother, I love you, and you cook for everybody else. From your kitchen, you serve so many plates of food, and Mother, we want somebody to cook for you today. So we're going to dine out. We're going to go to a restaurant. As the Simmons family, we went to have breakfast at IHOP on yesterday because we want our children. We want to sit across from the table and have breakfast or dinner. There's something about when you have dinner, you get intimate with the one you're having dinner with. You can talk business over dinner. You can get to know somebody over dinner. Young lady, if a good man is coming your way and he want to get to know you better, he invites you to what? Dinner, so we can talk and conversate and get intimate with one another. There's something about breaking bread and talking across some food. Something just begins to happen. You can show love across that table. You can show business across that table. You can get intimate and transparent and familiar across that dinner table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. And if anybody lets me in, I'll come in and I'll dine with them. And they'll get have dining with me. And they'll get to know me. Glory to God. They'll get to know me better. And I'll get to reveal to them who I really am. I know they're going through a storm right now, but I'll remind them, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. I'll remind them of my word. I can do nothing apart from my Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
Thank you.
See, when you know him, that's why we read Ecclesiastes. Church, we got to reverence the house of God. We live in a society where it's woven into our culture. Yes, there's perversion. Yes, there's mess in our society. Yes, there's mess all over our television. During this Halloween holiday, I saw some high school kids and some elementary kids looking like ladies of the night, and it grieved my heart because I blame the parents. First of all, we have to develop a hunger for God.
Amen.
When God gave me this analogy, we have to develop a hunger for God. For those of you who are mothers and you brought that little baby infant home, they told you before you left the hospital that every 3 or 4 hours they're going to wake up because what? They're hungry. And they're designed that to send milk. And they need that milk every 3 or 4 hours. And my wife and I used to sit there and lay there like we don't hear Kayla crying. And she would be crying. And we would see who would move first to get and warm up the bottle and put it on the stove and make sure it's not too hot. But her little, oh glory, help me right now. And make sure that bottle is room temperature and lukewarm. And that bottle would put her back to sleep. And we did that for that season of infancy as we brought her home. That sincere milk was what she needed. But then, oh glory to his name, she would wake up every 2 or 1 hour. And one of our mothers would say, well, just put a little milk in the cereal. Just put a little milk in the cereal. Oh glory. Because I grew up in the clubs, grew up in New York, but sometimes I like pop music. You know that little light FM stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm telling them, Tara, I like that little light FM stuff. They took my jazz away, so light FM is what I tune to sometimes. Mm-hmm. And there's a song on there that says, are you going to stay with the one who loves you, or are you going to go to the one you love? Okay, y'all gonna catch that in a minute. Or are you gonna stay with the one who loves you? Or are you gonna go to the one you love? Oh, I just found out in my life that my emotions lie to me sometimes.
Hands on that woman, and that woman just received the praise of Almighty God.
to know him.
Yes, God.
See, we.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
you,
God.
Oh, glory to God. There was a young lady we saw at the restaurant at this dining thing, and the lady had breakfast with herself. She's from Pastor Bethea Church, and she greeted us warmly, and we're watching someone follow her, but she was by herself. She treated herself well, and there was another young man sitting by us, and he had his pancakes and his eggs by himself.
Right.
You better treat yourself good.
Right.
If you can't find a loyal person, you better treat yourself good. If you can't find a loyal friend, you better treat yourself good. $25 billion company, they making some moves during this time of recession, and and they closed the building. Now I'm going to be working 5 minutes from here, and I got to be here 5 o'clock in the morning. And there's some changes going on at my job, mother. But I've worked for the past 15 years with a gentleman that I know I'm spiritual, but I don't care much for. Because my spirit, and I sense this, that the brother has a tendency to racist on his life. And not only that, there's some gay guys that I work with, and this brother says really bad things about homosexuality and homosexuals in front of these young men, and it's really disrespectful.
Amen.
So this is a gentleman I don't really care for. But for some reason, he's been nice to me. I did not try to pass judgment on him, because I really do want to live up to what God calls me to live up to. Begin to talk to me. But the reason I say that is because sometimes in life, this is going to be put in some tight places. There's just some times in life where it's going to be a season of weeping. And in those moments, God is saying, do you know me? Sarah, is there anything too hard for me? See, help me right now. When you roll away the stone, yes, you're going to see some things that you don't want to see. You thought they were buried.
Amen.
When I look at my family now, I watched a movie last night. I'm just talking today because I need to get this out.
Amen.
And this movie was called American Violence. And it exposed our penal and justice system, how racist it really is. There was a young lady living in Texas who was innocent, and they did a whole drug raid, and they threw everybody in jail, and they had this thing called plea bargaining. And 90% of cases are settled with plea bargaining. In other words, if you confess that you're guilty, you can go home, but once you go home, your life is all but almost over. Jesus. Because if you're in public housing, they're putting you out. You got a criminal record for the rest of your life. And many of these young people, these young black boys, these young black girls are being strong-armed by the penal system because the money is being given to these states that are persecuting people at a high rate. And this movie exposed this thing.
Yes.
And I say, God, there's just so much against us in this thing called life.
Amen.
But you know, the little that you have, when you give it to God, He can turn that thing into much.
Amen.
Oh! I mean, yes, racism is wrong. Yes, we've been born in poverty. Yes, sometimes we don't have a fair shot, but all glory to His name. When you give what you got, I was talking to my friend the other day, and his wife got a master's degree. I think she got a PhD. I know she got an undergrad, and she's unemployed. And the devil has tricked so many into looking down on those, and nothing wrong with education. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying you can't put your trust. Don't put your trust in this educational system. Don't put your trust sometimes in your own mates. Don't put your trust sometimes in your own church. You better put your trust in Almighty God. He's the only one that's going to be there. He's the only one that's going to be down. God is the only one that will be there. No matter what you're going through, no matter how many tears you have to shed, no matter how hard it hurts, no matter what the doctor says, God will be there. about what they say.
Jesus.
I know you can't trust many people in the world we live in. I know your children, your grandchildren, your husband, your wife, your pastor. God knows it all. And God is saying to you today and to us today, whoa, Corey. When you know me, you put your trust all in me.
Yeah.
When you know me, when you really know me,
yeah.
I ain't talking about this superficial stuff.
Right.
Halloween is over, baby.
Hey.
Wisdom and can't apply it. I've never in my life seen so many people with information, head knowledge, know all the right phrases, all the right scriptures, all the right verses, and can't apply any of it.
Wow.
Can't apply an ounce of it. And God is saying, do you know me? Yes, you know the word. Yes, you can psychoanalyze. Yes, you know why you do what you do. Yes, you know your weaknesses. Yes, you know you're vulnerable in that area. But do you know me? Do you know? Oh! Do you really know me? Because if you know me, you give me that thing. Oh! If you know me, you just hand it over. If you know me, you'll start taking ownership of it. If you know me, I can cure that sickness. If you know me, I can handle that lust. If you know me, I can deal with that temptation. If you know me, I can handle that anything. Is there anything too hard for me?
Nothing.
Well, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
Way higher. My
ways are higher than your ways. It's our thoughts for each other.
Jesus.
It's our thoughts for each other that can bother God.
Glory.
What do you think is towards your sister? What are your thoughts towards your neighbor? Well, I mean, what do you really think? What are your real thoughts towards each other?
Amen.
Somebody get a praise report. How do you really feel? They about to get married. They about to turn their life around. What are you really hoping for?
My God.
See, you better know who's for you.
Yeah, thank you for
I mean, you really better know who's for you. Because God says,
hallelujah.
When he says, do you know me? And I stand at the door and knock, that means he wants to get intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
I can show you my birth certificate. I can show you my social security card. You can say, yeah, he's a pastor over there, 6'3", black guy. You can know where I live. You can know what I drive. You can know my turn. But do you really know me?
Yeah.
Do you really know me?
Right. Oh my God. This
is come on.
This is good.
Come on. Do you really know me?
Glory.
You know my preaching. You know my opinions. You know what God has done. But do you really know me? And that's what God has said to us in the church.
Amen.
You heard about me? You know I've created all of this? You know you would not be here because of me? But now, in the rest of your lifetime, I'm trying to give you the chance to really know me.
Glory. I tell you.
Do you really know him? When is it going to get to the day where we don't keep reducing God to blessings?
Jesus.
Bless me, Lord. Pay my rent. Go to church. Heal this, heal that. Fix my husband. When are we going to really reverence this God that we really serve? See, the church has gotten to the place where I don't know how it crept in, but the world has crept into the church. And people are playing with God at an alarming rate. And a man of God said, God ain't going to keep winking. His grace is really, they say from the north, the south, the east, the west. That's a lot of grace.
Thank you.
That's why I need some grace.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Yeah. Need some room? Anybody else? Need some space? Anybody else? Need some grace? Anybody else? Need some room to mess up? I still need grace.
Yeah.
I still miss it.
Oh yeah.
I still mess up.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Do we still need that grace? But, when you really know him, I think God don't need as much grace as I used to. Started dating, fell in love, still didn't want to get married. Because it's an area called trust. And God dealt with me one day and said, do you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
But she may do some of the stuff you're scared about. But do you trust me? I said, yes, Lord. And oh, glory. To become vulnerable again, it won't be easy. Some of us have been messed over so badly by the people that should have been taking care of us. And it's real hard to trust again. I ain't saying it's easy. It wasn't easy for me. But you got to get to a place where you trust God.
Where you trust God, my God.
God will show you a person's character. God, even when they have evil intent, will protect you. God won't put on you more than what you can bear.
Mm.
He will always make a way of escape. But God is saying, you need to trust me. Put all your marbles in one basket back on me. Let it all ride on me. Because I won't let you down. See, we can become vulnerable with God, church.
Huh.
So some of us ain't given my whole life yet. We ain't hand over everything yet. And God is saying, you can trust me. You can really trust me. I know what our pulpits look like. I know what's going on behind the sacred desk. I know most Christians you run into ain't trying to live up to it. Not that they can't, they ain't even trying. See, with God, you won't get wealth. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, but guess what? He'll do it supernaturally, but in the natural, we still got to tithe. In the natural, we still got to go to a job. In the natural, you still got to believe him in your natural mind. But your blessing is going to come supernaturally. But in the natural, God will always ask us to do something. That's why he said, no. Y'all roll away the stone first, then I'll bless you.
My God.
You roll away the stone in your life first, then I'll show you what I can do.
Hallelujah.
You roll away the stone in your life first, and then Lazarus will come forth. I ain't going to do everything for you. I ain't going to make it happen when you can lay hands on yourself. I ain't going to make you come to church when you got 2 feet. I ain't going to make you pay your money.
Amen.
Yeah, you're burning.
Jesus.
Yeah, you have needs.
Jesus.
But when you're burning, that much more grace anymore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm seated with him in heavenly places. I don't need the things I used to need.
Jesus.
I don't even desire some of the things I used to desire. I don't even want some of the stuff I used to want. Because I found somebody else that can do me better.
Amen.
Right now, Father God, give them strength to be different in a world that is ungodly. Father God, give them the ability to stand on your word. Give them the power in the name of Jesus to live up to the standard that you're calling them to live up to. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them deal with the spirit of fear at every level that they may face, whether it's in their marriage, whether it's in their home, whether it's with their children, whether it's in their neighborhood. That devil is lying, that spirit of doubt that's telling them things are not going to change, that spirit of doubt that telling them they should not believe in your power. Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, strengthen them. Even if they got sickness in their body, Lord, we know that you already healed it 2,000 years ago through your son Jesus. All sickness and disease have been laid upon him, and by his stripes, we are already healed. Lord, you already worked out the marriage. You already worked on the bills and the money that's overwhelming some of us. Lord, in the name of Jesus, even our minds are trying to wrap around your word, your gospel, and our former way of thinking keep getting in the way. Lord, right now, heal our mind, our thinking, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I touch them right now, heal their minds in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I touch their hands and their minds, they want to serve you with all their might, all their power, all their strength. So in the name of Jesus, right now, give them the mind of Christ, no matter what they're facing, no matter what they're dealing with on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for this remnant, Lord. They're looking for the one and true God that we know you're still in the earth realm. They're looking for the one and true God that can still heal their family and make it right. In the name of Jesus, they're looking for the one and true God. In the name of Jesus, that can do a work like nobody else can do. So, Lord, make it happen. Come into their minds and their hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless their hands as they fill out work applications. Lord, bless their hands as they sign up for rent in apartments. Lord, bless their hands as they take that driver's license test. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless them as they talk to their children and their adult children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them a new life. Give them a new way of thinking. Give them fervor in their being. Oh, Lord, no matter what they're dealing with, many are in a storm. Many are right now, Father God, feel like they're going under. Many, in the name of Jesus, know that their children and their grandchildren have a tendency to go the wrong way. So they're standing in the gap right now for their family. Lord, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do it right now. They need a blessing. They need a miracle. They need help rolling away that stone. In the name of Jesus, Lord, it was out. Lord, help them right now. Roll away the stone. Sometimes they can't forgive. Sometimes they can't let it go. Sometimes they can't forget. But in the name of Jesus, all things through you are possible. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. They mind their way of thinking, their evil thoughts won't be the same when they go down from this church. Lord, their hands are blessed as they hug their children, as they get that imprint to advance their life, as they move forward by faith, not by sight, as they continue to come and hear your word and become empowered, educated, emancipated, equipped to live better lives. Lord, you're going to get the glory. When you turn these around at this altar, you're going to get the glory. They're going to say, ain't nobody but Jesus. Oh, ain't nobody.
Hallelujah.
by God. So, Lord, it is sealed on their lives. Their marriages will work. Their money situation will turn around. Those who need homes and shelter, you will provide. Those who have sickness in their body, they won't need that much medicine or no medicine anymore. We pray for divine healing right now.
Yes, God.
But Lord, start with their minds. Let them take every evil thought captive. Let them know the temptations that's in their bodies. You love us in this world, but you said you have adequately equipped us to handle anything that the enemy tries to put in our path. He can try to stop us, but he can't stop the promise. So, Lord, as they came forth with faith right now to roll away the stones in their life, even those situations that continue to make them weep, you said joy is coming in the morning. So, Lord, help them to forgive those who have hurt them. Help them to become vulnerable to you and trust again. Help them, Lord, to not need the things they used to need to get through a day. Lord, help us to control our anger and our tempers. Lord, help us to control our fear and our low self-esteem. Lord, help us to stay faithful to your church, this work that needs us and needs us to be stronger every week. So, Lord, as we do it collectively, may you get the glory out of New Creation Church. Even in individual families, Lord, these parents at the altar, trying to raise positive kids in a negative world, Lord, give them wisdom on how to parent their children. Lord, give them the boldness to discipline when discipline is needed. Lord, give them the ability and words of wisdom as they talk to their family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Divine connection. I thank God for the word. Well, church, it's a time to give. Hallelujah. It is a time to give. Hallelujah. It's a time to bring our tithes, to bring our offerings unto the Lord. Hallelujah. God said, bring your tithe, bring your offering into the storehouse so there may be meat in my house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we sister sang that song at our wedding. She said, do you know him?